You're listening to Dude Podcast with JC and Will.
Put some pep in that step.
Enjoy the show.
Hi, I'm JC.
And I'm Will. And you are listening to...
You're listening to Dude.
Did you guys forget about us?
I bet you did, but we're back.
We've been gone for a hot minute.
You know what's horrifying, though, Will? ChatGPT, that was really scary, actually, by the way. Will sent me a description of our podcast via ChatGPT.
Yeah, I've been playing around with ChatGPT lately. And so I asked ChatGPT, what is... Dude Podcast with JC and Will. That's all I said. And this is what came up. The Dude Podcast is a comedy show hosted by lifelong friends JC Crum and Will Skaggs, who first met in 1998 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Their podcast features candid conversations filled with humor, nostalgia, and quirky anecdotes from their lives. Each episode delves into a variety of topics such as pop culture nostalgia, discussions on classic shows like Seventh Heaven, 90s fashion, and childhood memories, personal stories, humorous tales from their own experiences, including JC's adventures in New York City and Will's unique encounters, whatever that means, guest appearances, interviews with friends and personalities like rappers GMG and veterinarian Jason Carver, adding diverse perspectives to their conversations. Their storytelling is characterized by a blend of absurdity and heartfelt moments, often leading to unexpected laughter.
It's going to take all of our jobs.
That was, and you know, here's the thing, like, I do believe in what we do here, but they really sold us. They made me feel so, like, proud to be a duty.
I'm kind of, like, hoping, though, in some weird way, like, maybe, like, we destroy ChatGPT. Like all of a sudden, they're, I just imagine these people in white coats who are running around with their hands up, like, where things are on fire. They're like, I don't know. It's malfunctioning. It doesn't know. It's not handling the data correctly anymore. What's the problem? It found this podcast. This Dude Podcast, it somehow, like, breaks the system.
There's a little something in the back of my brain every time I type in a question that imagines on the other end, it's some very, like, some dude in, like, India who's the fastest typer in the world. It's like, what is Dude Podcast? He's like, oh, no.
My favorite, I really wish it was not that, but in fact, Samuel L. Jackson's character from Jurassic Park with the cigarette in his mouth. And he's just like, he's just like a very beaten, middle-aged black man who's just with a cigarette bopping up and down, who's very upset at the requests and questions I have. And I really wish it was like a Samuel L. Jackson making the responses back, because it would just have all kinds of colorful language in it. You know?
Isn't it funny? You've touched on something here. Isn't it funny how that scene has made an impression on all of us, the way he is able to balance that cigarette on his lip? I think about that. So I think about that occasionally. I'm like, that's a talent. That was an acting choice, by the way.
Do you think he... I want to know if he was a cigarette smoker beforehand. I've heard like... people who smoke cigarettes, if you watch movies and, like, you can tell who, like, actually smokes and, like, who's acting. Like I've heard, like, you can, like, people can tell, like, based upon, like, how they're holding the cigarette and stuff like that.
I believe it. I believe it's the same thing with, like, whenever I watch any sort of baseball movie, I'm so disgusted at the acting choices of, like, could you not have worked on the swing? You know, you got dialect coaches, and you couldn't work with a baseball coach to formulate some decent swing. And you know, do you think there's a smoking coach? That'd be kind of cool.
No, they're probably is. That's like whenever, again, I've maybe smoked all of my whole life, maybe 4 or 5 packs like my entire life, right? And I'm sure I look like that too, where people, if you were to see me across from a, if you were to see me across the bar and I'm at some, you've caught me at some strange moment smoking a cigarette, you know that I do not smoke cigarettes.
I've seen you smoke a cigarette before, and it doesn't happen often, but you smoke it like you're taking a big chug of chocolate milk. You go like this.
I'm
like, why are your cheeks puffed out like a chipmunk? You're not storing nuts in your cheek. You're smoking.
And then what if you like look and you're like, oh, that guy's so, and it's like, I just smoke like a freaking like 1980s like flamboyant director. It's just like, ah! You know, I'm listening. No, you over there, you look at him. You don't even think about doing that. Action!
Have there ever been times where you're watching a show and a character is smoking so much, it starts to bother you? Because that happens to me a lot in movies, too.
Yeah. There's the one that's like, he's like burning the cigarette. He's like, yeah, it's like the neurotic. Usually the neurotic smoker who goes through the cig, like, you know, like within, like, again, there's like a couple back and forths with characters, and he's already on like the second scene. You're like, that is not how even neurotic smokers, like, they're not going through that many.
It bothers me.
Because they enjoy the cigarette.
What's it called? Fight Club? Every time I'm watching, like, he's smoking too much. How is he fighting with those kind of lungs? It bothers me.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely. I mean, the Tyler Durden. You know what? Here's the thing I don't understand about cigarettes or Mary Jane or any of that stuff, right? Like, okay, you can do. We have all this technology, right? We have technology to, you know, planes can like, you know, can basically fly and land themselves and. You know, we can go to the moon, we can do all this stuff. Why can't we make cigarettes that, like, don't stink? Or marijuana that doesn't smell?
It is interesting because I have been around people who you know have smoked, and it really is off-putting.
It's stinky. It's stinky if it's, you know, marijuana. It's very stinky, too. And that's the biggest, I can almost guarantee you, people don't say it, but that's one of the biggest pushbacks that states have against marijuana is it smells.
Oh, really? You think so?
Oh, I think it's very stinky. I think it's a very stinky thing.
You think it's the smell?
I think it's not talked about, but I think it's one of the main things that people are like, for example, like when it became legalized in New York, right? Like instantly, like now you go to New York, it just like stinks, man. Like you're like, I don't want it to stink. I don't like that stink. I didn't ask for it. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, you don't need it.
But some people probably like that smell, which is upsetting. You know, like, have you ever seen those people who like, will smell a cheese and be like, this smells like a child's diaper. It smells delicious. Like, they'll describe a cheese smell in a disgusting way and then eat it as if it's the best thing you've ever eaten.
Well, I don't... Who?
JC, I'm telling you...
Who has said that about a
duties,
diaper?
Duties.
Jeez, this is
I'm
not
telling you.
This is not a real person. Whoever
no,
you
I'm
are
telling you.
Real.
JC, listen.
A diaper?
Truly. YouTube, like cheese expert. Okay, find any expert talking about cheese. I promise you, they will go. Oh, this Brie cheese has this, you know, 30-year-old rind on it. And it smells like a horse's ass. Goes well with a delicious Chianti. You're like, why do you even, why would you describe it that way? I promise you can find it.
Speaking of, my son has been constipated for the last couple of years.
So you've been giving him cheese?
Well, no. He finally today started like it started coming out.
Okay.
He'd just be like, oh, like he just like he'd be playing with his toys, and then all of a sudden he'd go, oh, like he just like kind of like, and we're like, oh, is your belly hurting? He goes, yeah, and then like, and then he go, poop, and it's, and I guess it would start coming, you know, and he about three times finally did, but it was very painful, evidently. But
you know, just was, you know what's crazy is my son is the opposite. He is just a faucet of crap. He'll do like three a day easy.
Rowdy's got that little puppet of a kid that you have.
He's super into Spidey, Rowdy, okay? And
Spider-Man,
but it's like a kid's version. It's like kid Spider-Man, okay?
So they call him Spidey?
Spidey and his amazing friends, right? Okay. No, but here's the thing. They took that Into the Spider-Verse characters, the Spin and Ghost Spider, and so now they've made a whole line of kids' shows.
I love that you know all of the characters. You're like, you know, Ghost Spider, Spin.
I know all about this now. Well, so my son one day came up to my wife and I, and he goes, I want Sabadoo Spidey. And we said, what? He goes, I want Sabadoo Spidey. And he's freaking out. He's just screaming, Sabadoo Spidey. And we're like, what is Sabadoo Spidey? And it turns out there's an episode of Spidey and they have a saber-toothed tiger. He's screaming. But that's one thing about parenting they don't tell you about is when a kid who can't really talk very well is demanding something and you have no clue what they're saying. Save no Spidey!
It sounds like you know what it sounds like he's doing? He's trying to sing that Zoot Suit Riot song. Remember that? Zoot Suit Riot! Riot! It sounds like Zabadoo Spidey! Spidey!
Is there an obscure song that your son sings? Because my boys sing a very obscure song.
No, we just are really, really into Wheels on the Bus. And
okay, classic. Classic.
And we really like Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. And we sing it all the time. But like we also like only sing certain parts of it. Like, he'll only sing,
your
like...
Your son loves music, by the way. He does a lot of DJing at your house.
He DJs. He is obsessed with music. He has a little... At, you know, all the little parks around here, there's, like, little music things, and he's upset. That's, like, all he's interested in. He's interested in that and the swing. That's it. Those are, like, the two things he goes to the park to do, is to, like, play the bongos, and then he'll, like, he'll do that.
He played the bongos a lot when I was there, and he did some DJing.
He's got a little DJ set. Yeah, he's like really into music. He dances to
he does dance.
But those are the two songs. I'm trying to think if there's any other like, oh, we really like the theme song for Frog and Toad. And then what else did he recently was dancing
he
to
was
another
singing a lot of Mickey Mouse when I was there.
Oh, we love Mickey. Yeah, we're just obsessed with Mickey. I'm trying to think though. There was a song recently that I played that he would dance to, and I was very surprised. It may have been Lady Gaga. It may have been Abracadabra. He may have been dancing to that.
You know what song my boys are obsessed with? Both of them sing along. Is Blue by Eiffel 65.
Wait, what are they like?
Abu Dhabi, Abu Dhabi, Abu Dhabi.
Dude, I'm Blue's a banger.
I love that song.
I love a blue house with a blue window. That song.
It's a terrible song.
Those guys, every day when they were like, when they were behind the curtain and it just went up and they just had to probably, like when they were at the peak, you know, on MTV or whatever the heck, TRL or whatever the heck they were at, they had to just be like, What the hell are we doing? Like this is like I'm a classically trained musician, and this is what like I'm blue. Like what is it?
You know what? I feel that way anytime I see any musician playing for like a pop star and they're in the background on a live set, like I don't know, like Shania Twain, which is a bad example because we all love Shania Twain. But in her Man, I Feel Like a Woman music video, aren't there like shirtless dudes playing the guitar in the background? Do you think they're like, I'm actually good at this. What am I doing right now?
I want to be known for my guitar, not my body. Come on, Shania. She, you know what's weird? She like disappeared for 20 years, right? And then she...
No, she had vocal issues. She like... damaged her throat. I saw... We watched her documentary. It was sad. But she came back stronger than ever. You go, girl.
She came back with like a new face, too.
Yeah, she came
back with like, whoa!
Does that bother you a little bit when like childhood crushes now have new faces and you're like, ugh.
No, I mean, like, I think it only bothers me when it doesn't work. Sometimes it, like, you know, like...
Name an instance where it hasn't worked. Name an instance.
I will give you one. Lindsay Lohan looks outstanding.
You know what? I will agree with you there. She actually does look really good right now. But there's a part of... But here's the thing. We're looking at a girl who was everyone's childhood crush when we were in high school and middle school. Went through a rough phase where she did not look good. But it was due to, like...
Drugs.
Now she's on the other end of it. So, I mean, yeah, of course she looks great.
Yeah, and I guess to your point, like, she's not that... Really, if anything, like, she's not that old. Like, it's not like she was, like... She's not, like, in her mid-60s. Like, that'd be a different thing, where it'd be like...
She's our age.
She is our age, which... Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, no, most people it doesn't work. It doesn't usually work that well. Sometimes, you know who I was thinking about who really has barely aged and I don't know how they've done it?
Who?
Susan Sarandon.
She looks great.
She does look
great. Who's aged well.
And she's like 80 years old.
No, she's not. She's not 80.
Yes, she is.
No, she's not.
How old is she?
J.C.H. Crumb. She is not... Oh, dang. She's 78 years old.
I'm telling you, dude. She's 80. And she's a babe.
She is a babe. Holy cow. That's wild, dude. I thought she was like our parents' age.
Well, that's the other wild thing, man. And that's what's crazy. So I was looking at the previews for that new F1 movie with a man we talk about all the time, Bradley Pitt. And, dude, the fact, you know what really messed with me is what you told me a couple podcasts ago when you're like, that guy is only like 2 years younger than my dad. And I keep thinking, because like, part of the preview is he's like sitting there like shirtless or something. And I'm like, that's Will's dad. That's Will's dad. How does Will's dad look like that guy? It's crazy.
And you gotta wonder what his diet is or what he's like. Hey, have you seen Matt Damon recently? Like he went from kind of looking like, you know, a man who's aging to like now he looks like he's 20 years younger.
Telling you, man, these people, all they drink is like green juice and...
Yes, that's what I'm saying. They're drinking something that's on the black market.
I know. You gotta be careful. You gotta be careful about that. What else is going on? Anything else exciting, Will?
Oh, hey, you know what? Here's what I want to talk about. Here's what I want to talk about that bothers me quite a bit. I have a problem with needing to be on the go all the time. I'm a fast walker. I don't have a lot of pace. You know, I don't ride people's tail. I'm not a mean driver, but I like to get from A to B. I don't like dilly-dallying. If there's one thing about Will Skaggs here, he's no dilly-dallier.
He ain't no dilly. I've always said that about you. You're not a dilly-dallier.
I don't like to dilly, nor do I like to dally, okay? We should all, and I recognize, we should all be more like elderly women. They like to talk. They like to ask you how you're doing. They like to, you know, they like to ask questions. They enjoy life. I recognize we should be like older women, okay? who are like retired, have grandkids. They're just a nurturing soul. But when I'm in the grocery store and there's an older woman in front of me as the only line available, It happens often, my friend. And there's a part of me that's screaming. I'm like, they have to ask every question. They've got to talk to the grocer. And the grocer is, you know, they don't mind. They like talking. It's, you know.
Are they trying to, like, write a check?
Thank you. They got to get the coupons. They got to write the checks.
You don't take checks anymore? You don't take.
We've been taking checks for 15 years, ma'am.
Checks still existed.
Oh, no. What's your name? I'm going to write it on the check.
And they got to go through every itemized item on the, like, is that right? I think I saw that pickles are 50% off. It's like, God, they tell stories about grandkids. I don't like to dilly-dally at the grocery store line. I understand they're being pleasant. They're not hurting anyone. But it enrages me, my friend. Does it bother you at all?
No, not really. It doesn't. I mean, I don't. For me, I panic in line.
Why?
At the supermarket. I just feel like I do a really bad job of, like, I'm embarrassed whenever I present the grocery. Like,
wait, what?
Let me explain why. So my wife, her family history, they owned a grocery store. I don't know if you know that.
Yes, I did. Yeah. I know your father-in-law loves grocery stores.
They're obsessed. And she's excellent at it. Like, to the point of, like, she will get up to the register and she'll, everything she takes out, she puts, like, she's mentally, like, putting it into, like, the areas it should be bagged in.
It's like a Tetris situation.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And then she starts bagging concurrently. And meanwhile, when I get there, I'm just like, like, I'm trying to, like, get stuff out. And it's, like, all the wrong things together. And then, like, the guy's, like, you know, that's, like, that weird thing where, like, he's not really bagging. Like, there's nobody else who appears to help bagging. So, like, am I supposed to bag? But then I'm bagging.
I always do the bagging.
Now, I'm doing such a bad job. Like, I don't know what to group things up with. And then, like, I have to pay for it. And then I've done something weird with my cart where, like, I have to, like, get around my cart and there's not enough. Like, it's just a mess. I'm a mess every time. And I get so, my goal at the checkout is just to make sure, like, no one else is in my vicinity so I can just get in and get out of there so that I don't, because I feel like I'm going to be ruining somebody else's day because of, like, the ineptitude of how poorly I handle it. So, like, I'm the dilly guy. I don't mean to be the dilly guy, but I'm the dilly guy because I'm just very overwhelmed. Very overwhelmed.
Hey, you know what I've learned at the grocery store?
Yes.
I learned, you know, when you sign your name on the digital screen, you know, after you pay, then you sign the digital signature. I have learned that the grocer can see what you're signing. And I learned this because I was with my wife and I thought to be silly, and I signed my name as Butt Cheeks Johnson. The grocer started howling laughing. She was like, what? And I go, oh, you can see that? She goes, yeah.
What's my name, ma'am? It's Butt Cheeks Johnson. Butt Cheeks Johnson III.
We Johnsons are a proud bunch.
That's awesome. I had no idea. It's impressive she even was looking at it.
It's so now you know. So if you want to, like, make sure they're paying attention, draw, like, a little smiley face on there.
I imagine at some point in my life working at a grocery store. I don't think I'd be very good at it, but I think I would kind of enjoy it.
What do you think? Yeah, that's a good point. Like, I do sometimes think about what would be a fun job, like, for after I retire, that would just be fun. What would you think, grocery store?
I just kind of think, I just want to, like, be the guy that, like, does weird adventures for them. Like, I don't want to, I just want to be like, they'd be like, somebody's got to check the expired milk. who's going to be that guy today? And I'd be like, I'll be that guy. I'll be the expired milk guy. Yeah. You know, or like, I don't know. I oftentimes in the grocery store see a couple of employees who are kind of just what appears to be kind of meandering. I'm not sure what they kind of look like they have a job, but they're kind of like trying to like, they're like looking, and I'm like, I could do that. I could just kind of wander down, up and down the aisles.
I'd love to be like a 70-year-old barista. I would love to slay some cappuccinos under my 70s.
Ooh.
I wouldn't mind that. I love making a cappuccino.
Ooh, that would be cool. That would be cool.
Get all hipstery.
That would be cool. I'm trying to think, like, what else? I mean, again, I envision myself at the grocery store. That'd be cool. It would also be cool to be a bartender at, like, a crappy bar.
Don't you think it's kind of annoying when you have to flag a bartender down? But it's got to be more annoying for them to have to be flagged at. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would be stressful. As stressful it is to get a bartender's attention, I got to imagine it'd be more stressful for them.
The thing that worries me a little bit is the math. The quick math. I feel like I would, especially...
What?
Well, you know, it's a bartender, right? People are yelling things at you quick, and you're having to four drinks times three times whatever. And my fear is, then they're throwing money at you. And my fear is, and people get very sensitive about that. You know, if you screw it up, it's like there's a lot of numbers thrown at you. I feel like that's the thing that would throw me off a little bit. Is I feel like I'd need like a little notepad next to me and be like,
You said you want that. I got you three drinks. I wrote it right here on my pad.
I do think we can have good systems for how we could navigate a better bar experience. But I think because it's like an old tradition, just have one person behind the counter and then you just walk up and take your order. But because tradition, they're just not going to change it. But it's a stupid tradition.
What is your fix to this?
Maybe lines. And you like... If you go to a brewery, yeah, there's a bar, but there's usually a line, and you go, like, uncivilized person, you go to get... But when you go to a bar, like an old, like, dive bar, it's just, like, first come first, you know, you just walk up and trying to get their attention. I don't
and
like...
There's a lot... And there's a lot of
pressure. I'm not sexy. I'm a sexy man, so I'm not getting anyone's attention. You better believe I'm getting my beer. It's going to take, like, 30 minutes. I hate it.
Yeah, we're usually not stopping traffic, man. I'm not sure we're going to be the, you know, the people that are getting that first old sip, you know?
At what age, like when do you remember the first moment where you stepped into like a bar or like kind of a cool area and you realized, oh, I think I might be too old or not cool enough for this? Because it's now very apparent to me. I am no longer fit for places like that.
I think it often, in certain places. I don't know where I had that like aha moment. I'm too old. I don't know in recent memory where I.
Dude, I just went to Nashville, and I went to a baseball game there, their minor league team, and afterwards I decided to go to this cool looking like German bar across the street. And I walked in there and I realized, oh, this is for young people. And I immediately walked out. It's like, this isn't for me.
And that place is crawling with like bachelorette and like bachelor parties. And like, it's if you're not ready for that, like it will punch you in the face. That town is something else.
That's true. There are a lot of bachelorette parties there. That's weird.
Oh, that's all it is. It's like half the economy is like that. If you look at like a pie chart, you're like, and this, you know, 10% of our GDP comes from bachelorette parties. Literally. It's impressive. It really is. You know, they all got that stupid sash.
Oh, yeah, the sash and the cute skirt with the cowboy boots. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then there's like the one girl who's like crying, like,
Where's Kelly? So, okay, but go back to when you felt like our notable time, you've been like, oh, I'm too old for this crap.
Oh, yeah, actually, you know what? I got a pretty good one. I'll tell this story and then I know we got to go here. But during COVID, I wanted to get my vaccination as quick as possible, right? One of the first places that I could get to get vaccinated was like in Altoona, Pennsylvania, which is like literally like 2.5 hours away, right?
Why?
But I wanted to get vaxxed. I was like, I'm tired of like not being vaccinated. It had been like a year. You know what I mean? I'm like, whatever. I don't even
COVID
care.
COVID did a number on you. Yeah, for sure.
COVID did a number on me. You know, it was pretty locked down in Philly area. Like, I wanted to get vaccinated. So what I did was for one of the vaccinations, I stayed at State College. Like, I actually went up, got like the vaccine, and then literally stayed the evening at University of Penn State and then drove back in the morning.
Just by yourself?
By myself. I just did by myself. Isn't it crazy? Isn't it wild? Also, like, pre-kid, these are the things you do. These are the magical things that you could do before having a child. And it, like, at the time, it like wasn't even a weird thing. Carolyn would be like,
man,
that's
like
great.
Nirvana. Go just ahead. Yeah.
Like, that's the kind of, like now, to your point, now you say that and you're like, what kind of a madman are you? But, like, again, pre-kid, like, what else was there to do? It was like, okay, sure, go ahead, get out of that. And also, it was COVID, so my wife was like, get away from me, please. Just get out of here. You've been stuck with me for...
That sounds incredible. Just driving by yourself, listening to podcasts. That sounds incredible.
It was great. So I got back. So some of the bars were open. I mean, you had to do like the social distancing stuff, but like some of the bars were open at Penn State. So like, I was like, the Final Four was on and I was like, screw it. Let me go to a bar and just go. And like, dude, the bar I chose was...
Oh, no.
It was like one of the only sports bars, but like I had to get like an app. I had to download an app to get in because that was one of the weird things they were doing to figure out how many people. But then, man, I got in there and it was just me at a table and there was the social distancing thing. So it was kind of weird, mm-hmm. But like, it was like also like a club. It made no sense. It was like social distancing, but it was a club. It was, again, the contradictions that were just flying at you at all direction during COVID.
That was a weird time.
Yeah, I sat there and I looked around and I'm like, the old creepy man who's just like here by himself watching a basketball game. And like, I was also in this weird section where it was like it was kind of like a legit club. It almost kind of looked like a stereotypical like nightclub from the 90s, like in those 90s movies that the bad guys would like be like, you remember like any like movie in the 90s
where like booths in it with candles on?
Well, not candy, yeah, kind of, but they were always like elevated. They'd be like, you know, in any of those movies, you'd be like, oh, I see the bad guy, he's up there, and he'd be like having a meeting with like somebody, and it'd be, I was like up that's in that like booth. Better. I was like up in that booth, except I was just like watching basketball. but I was looking down upon the club, and I definitely looked like a creepy old man. And it was even nerdier because I literally drove there just to get my COVID vaccine.
Yeah,
and stayed the night, and like I think I like ate like chicken strips sitting up there too. Like I was like,
you got chicken strips.
Sitting there like a freaking weirdo, just kept thinking to myself, God, I'm too old. I am entirely too old for this.
You know what I realized is in 2 more months, I will have driven for half my life, been able to drive for half my life.
That's scary. That is scary.
That's weird. And
you're old, buddy. You're old. All right, well, we're taking this out. It was great catching up, old friend. Let's keep it going. Keep your duties hungry, healthy, subscribe, like, listen, do whatever it takes, and we'll talk to you later.
And duties, yeah, we're busy dudes, okay?
Busy dudes.
But that doesn't mean we're stopping the good fight, aka putting out this nonsense.
Yeah.
We're still going to keep doing that occasionally, so just bear with us. But we hope you enjoy this. We're glad you're listening. God bless America. God bless the Thunder. And God bless Brad Pitt.
And Susan Sarandon.
Have a good week.
Duty's out.
You're listening to Dude Podcast with JC and Will. Put some pep in that step. Enjoy the show!